Oh. And then you get to see how dumb they are in real time.
Damn, Marquise, your edition sucks.
And then I would read out their dumb answers on purpose.
Yeah. Hey, why teacher, the fuck would you guess 52?
He said
it's
a 3 plus 3,
jackass.
17 sides. Is that right? Fucking dumbass.
Teacher Marquise said 4 plus 4 is 12. He needs help.
Fucking Jamarcus. Coming to school, giving us a hard time because your father beats you at home.
Sorry, Terrence. It's not going to work out for you this time, buddy.
My brother named Terrence.
So your brother named Terrence? Yeah.
How's his multiplication?
Hey, as a matter of fact, he got 7 kids. His multiplication is pretty good.
Oh, shit. Hey, I have decided on my very next lick, I'm paying for the vasectomy. I'm doing it.
That's crazy, first of all.
No, it's not. It's not. It's over.
It's a miss, dog, and you can never get it back up again.
What you mean?
It's reversible.
No, no.
He's
saying, gotcha. What if my dick breaks?
That's what I'm scared of.
You know what I hate about saying I'm scared of something? Because there's always that one nigga that says, but you got the vaccine.
Come on, bro.
I hate that shit, bro.
Man, listen.
Christ.
People somewhere love grape drink, okay?
No, bro.
Grape drink has its appreciators.
I'm surprised. This nigga... Listening to the NDO.
Okay, you just breathing all on the shit.
See, now you found yourself a nigga. You was looking for a nigga? Nigga here now.
Wait,
see?
Exhale.
Oh, that's an old boy.
Yeah. Ladies and gents, hey. Niggas and niggas, welcome back.
Nigga,
another
nigga,
installment
nigga.
Of the Niggas with the Opinions podcast.
Nigga.
Go ahead and croon.
Hey,
your tune.
Little bitch, we some niggas with opinions. We some niggas. With a piece.
I swear,
we some niggas with a piece. We some niggas with a piece.
I swear,
nigga with a piece. 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 Hey, me, Chris, Ricky, and Benny. Real niggas here, and these niggas ain't friendly. I got you, bitch, you can't get me. In the cut, it's my little sister Whiskey. Hey, I'm a comedian, but I ain't joking. No weed, but it's smoking. Tell your whole throat me.
Oh, all right. Okay.
Oh, shit.
And scene.
Hope these bars won't rope me.
That escalated. That escalated quick.
I'm out. Okay. That's my dog Smokey and tell your whole throat me. It's a huge jump.
That escalated fast.
I should have had a buffer in between.
Should have been like some kind of warning or something.
Thank God, because nothing rhymes with throat me. I'm glad you caught me when you did.
Sorry, Escalade.
But ladies and gents, welcome back. No? This is the Niggas with Opinions, Circle R. Yes, we came that far. I'm 1/4 of your host, Benicy. Take a shot of me. And I'm joined by my brothers in Buffoonery Plus.
Wow.
Ricky the Prince.
Wagwan, brethren.
And the Vegan Trap Lord.
Gang.
And we're joined by a return guest family, A1, Day One, the Whiskey Chick.
Yay!
Hello.
Back by popular fucking demand.
Hello. Okay.
Back by
Fro friend. Is vibrant as ever.
She is here. Stop asking us when she is coming. Stop talking to us about her return.
For real. Niggas be DMing us about Whiskey.
We're scheduling all your favorite guests. So we got Whiskey in here. We're working on Miami Got Jokes. Working on Hennessy. Working on Brother Hassan. But these are her pretty much... These are the people that they keep asking us about.
And don't DM us asking us what's up with her. All right?
Yeah,
cut that shit out, bro. That shit's weird and lame.
You got some fan fans.
Goddamn door to when Whiskey coming back.
That nigga typed in 5W.
Nigga, hands was shaking when he said
remember
that
the DM
shit?
We got about the nigga talking about how her voice was so soothing? Like,
is
what
it?
The
is
fuck,
man?
Like, we don't care, nigga. Like,
you need to find somebody to hold you. That's
we should
just
have put
weird.
That on DM bro. Diaries.
That's funny.
All right, gentlemen, how
hey
we
guys.
Doing? Whiskey, how you feeling?
I'm great. I have a question.
I'm afraid.
Out the gate?
I'm afraid. Go ahead.
Here why is there so many Haitian comedy shows without plus and success? Okay, how are you guys doing?
Ooh. Oh, no, but wait, I got a question for your
Haitian
question.
Twitter questions.
Is it really a Haitian comedy show if you don't have plus or success?
That is correct.
Hmm.
Okay.
There you go.
Let's start here. The Boy album is fire.
You didn't ask anybody else how they were doing.
He doesn't give a fuck.
I was ahead of there, but you got messy. Sorry. Whiskey. How are
it's
you?
It's been a while. I have more messy shit, but I'm going to
drop all that
shit. Kick the trash over. Let's go.
Go ahead.
How you doing, Whiskling?
I'm well. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing swell. How's work? How's life?
Great, great. I missed you guys.
We missed you too.
Miss you too.
I'm happy to be back. And I'm happy you guys are back.
Yeah, man.
Because... Mm-hmm. I'm gonna let y'all.
Niggas didn't think was coming back. Niggas didn't believe was coming back.
I don't think that's what she was trying to say, man. It ain't the same. The streets ain't the same without the niggas, man.
That's what I said. Okay.
Yeah,
I know.
The streets ain't the same without the niggas, man.
That's a point. But like, who goes on a break and comes back in a year?
Firefighters.
Right. Oh.
Technically, we went on a break and came back in 6 months.
6 months? Are you on drugs?
No, it was definitely close to a year. When did we stop?
Steve from Blue's Clues. That's us.
We stopped in February. Hi, guys. Remember us?
Yeah, remember.
It's the niggas.
You guys should have did that.
I know we left out of a birthday last time.
How are you guys doing? I'm proud of you guys. You upheld all this time without us.
Funny as fuck.
Niggery's still out there. Yeah.
But fuck y'all for taking this long, because it's like, y'all knew what y'all was doing for the culture.
Man.
I mean, I know life happens. But
I don't think we realized what we were doing for the culture until we stopped recording.
Until you stopped recording.
Yeah.
And I was literally cursing you guys out every 2 weeks.
Here's the thing about podcasting, right?
On Twitter.
Leading the brigade.
You can feel as if sometimes you're just talking to nobody, right? Because all of the listeners aren't engaged. They're just listening. It's not until niggas stopped.
Yeah.
And for the entire break, it's niggas like, yo, what the fuck are you doing?
Like, where are you guys?
Like, niggas couldn't do anything else.
I had a routine. Imagine. That it was like, you guys on Tuesdays, and
we got that a lot.
So Shameless
too.
And like whatever. And it was like, oh, there's a spot.
There was
missing.
A few people that played all of the episodes during the break. It was like, yo, I did everything. What's next? What are we doing?
Yeah. I re-listened to every single episode. I watch you guys on YouTube, and you guys are still not back.
I didn't listen to your last episode. Like, I missed it that week. Maybe I would have been busy. I was busy. Then I figured you guys weren't coming back because you made an announcement.
Yeah.
And I didn't listen to the last one until like a few weeks ago.
How was it?
It was cool.
It was cool?
Fuck you guys. That's how I feel.
You know, I love the honesty. I appreciate it.
I think her and Valinda led the brigade. Like, Valinda was on her ass, bro.
Oh, no. She was not letting up. She's pissed.
Because you know when you know greatness? When you see greatness and you're like,
shit.
Why the fuck? Why would they stop?
Talk that shit.
They're greatness. It's like
more. What else?
It's like Michael Jackson not doing his moonwalk at a concert.
I was with
it's
you.
Like Did Michael Jackson not Come doing on. A Jumpman at a not getting not winning a ring. It's like you guys are there.
Damn, and we're then, not as great as Michael Jackson, but I guess
it's different when you're friends.
And then you gotta let Drake's come in and take your spot.
Like, oh, fuck that.
That's
what
happened.
Fuck that. Next. No, we're not talking about that shit.
Ben, how you doing, baby?
I'm doing good, man.
Drake.
Yeah, you doing well? How's life?
Life is good. I'm glad to be back recording with y'all niggas.
Fucking drunk.
Goddamn, Casamigos is getting the best of me right now already.
That's amigo. I'm feeling good.
Richard, how are you? How's it being, Mr. Fix-It over there? I see that you're working on hella DIY projects. How's that been
going?
Yeah,
man. It's fun. We're doing a lot of different things in the house, you know, fixing stuff, repairs.
Congratulations.
Oh, yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Now, all this shit you're doing, is it like shit you learned from like your father as a child, or are you just out here winging it?
Honestly, I'm stuff that Maya's teaching me. She's honestly like on YouTube a lot, and she does like a lot of these projects, and she's teaching me along the way.
Can I make a comment on that? Yeah. What has any of us learned from a Haitian father in this room?
Jesus Christ.
How to get bitches?
Oh my God.
How to keep your dick hard?
Jesus Christ, man.
But okay.
I didn't think this was going to be a therapy episode, but
God, guys, we have to change this, guys. We have to change this, guys.
We're changing the cycle.
Yeah, there you go.
We're changing the cycle.
No, remember I was telling you that Haitian men only give advice about dick?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, when you're doing Mad, that's going to make you like this, man. That's only fucking advice that they give. Drink Mad Dye and you be strong. More than that, long. It's strong like this. Other than that, it's nothing.
Yeah, that's pretty much, that's the gist of it. But yeah, other than that, you know, we're just doing shit around the house and getting acclimated to the community.
Can you estimate how much money you've saved doing some of this shit yourself?
Oh.
Tens of thousands
of
dollars.
So, the house is a pretty, pretty big house.
Did
so
you put in a fucking bar?
Yeah, we put in a bar.
Where are you? You created a whole new room.
I sent it to him.
Oh,
I want to see his life.
I want to see a bar.
I'll show it to you. We did our floors ourselves.
That's smart.
Tim, yeah. Tool man over
there. They were going to charge $9,000 to do an entire house.
Jesus.
So all we did was buy the floors for, the floors were like $3,000. So it saved us $5,000 doing it by ourselves.
66%.
You hear that? We YouTube that shit.
Yeah. We just YouTubed it. The paint to paint the entire house is $7,000. We painted it. We're painting it ourselves. That saves us $7,000.
Is that in and out or just inside?
Just the inside.
$7,000 really, for just the inside?
It's 3,000 square feet.
Hold on now.
You got a house.
Hold on money. He said he got money.
It's a big house.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, it's a lot of house.
Whole loan. That's H-O-E where the NW space L-O.
Yeah, I made the funds go to my account.
We're going to have to audit this name, man.
Oh, yeah. Nah, definitely
embezzled.
Good for you. No, because at this point, where the fuck is my Patreon money going? To his mortgage?
Yes.
What's going on here?
I haven't seen
the
dime yet.
You walk into his house, the walls?
My accusation said, why are you still working a job? This NWO shit is him. I was like, I'm trying to tell you. I'm trying to tell her. She just got on board. Like, I've been trying to tell her for years.
Chris, my brother, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, man.
How's business? How's family?
Business is all right.
It's more than all right.
Shit, more than all right.
Every time I drive by, there's a line.
The AC in here is free. I know he's doing well.
You know what's crazy, bro? Business is usually a lot better than that. Like business, it's kind of slowed down.
So typically, I'm doing fantastic. I'm just doing great.
I'm doing great, but you know, usually I'm doing phenomenal.
That's exactly. Usually, I'm doing like unmeasurable. But right now, it's all right. It's cool.
So come to 6060 Miramar Parkway and grab some food, okay?
There you go.
Close on Sunday.
Matter of fact, fuck that shit.
They don't know that.
Delight Juice Bar, okay, on the Instagram. Mm-hmm. Beacon Trapload on the Twitter. Now 5-4.
241-7402.
Wow,
and also,
like that.
Also real quick, I want to address a lot of you motherfuckers trying to steal my shit, all right?
Who?
It don't even matter. I tell you, you know who you is. When you see this, I'm talking to you. You motherfuckers, all right? Chill. It's enough ideas out here for everybody.
Come out there.
Come on now. When did you have a vegan trap? Huh?
It's another vegan trap lord.
Come on.
Only one vegan trap lord.
We can have a whole episode on people stealing from people in here, man.
God damn it.
All I'm saying is it's enough good ideas to go around, bro. Hit my line.
Apparently it's not.
Vegan crap lord. That's what you are. You're the vegan crap lord.
Send him an invoice for consulting.
Fuck out of him, motherfucker.
Get his invoice.
Karen Civil.
And I'm not just talking to that.
Karen Civil ass.
I'm talking to all you other niggas. Because it ain't just my sauce y'all niggas be trying to steal. Y'all be trying to steal our sauce.
Mm-hmm.
We's the originals, nigga. We started this shit.
Fuck, niggas.
Fuck would y'all niggas be without us,
come
nigga.
To death row.
Fuck you mean, boy.
Trying to steal the comedy shows, trying to steal the live shows, trying to steal the merge, trying to steal the content.
Be original, goddammit.
And remember, I was saying this shit for years on this podcast. And plus, who's this imaginary beef you having with? Now it comes to fruition.
It's not imaginary. These niggas is real.
Now they have whole Haitian
thieves,
tours,
bro.
Comedy tours, and it's coming to fruition. I've been trying to tell this nigga, man. They stealing from us, man. These Karen Civils out here are thieves. They must be dealt with.
All I know is when you win whatever award you chasing, you better thank niggas, bro.
I really can't believe niggas is in my inbox trying to book me for an idea I did
last
year.
That's fucking crazy.
It's crazy. It's insane. It's insane.
And one last thing to piggyback off of what Chris is saying. This shit is registered, bro.
Yeah.
Find another name.
Fuck
or
you,
we can
dog.
Take it there. All
right. That too. We got to address that.
Okay, the legal department. The legal department just
no, we
spoke.
We have to address that. We have to put it out there.
I'm fucking like two attorneys. Don't make me pick one. Don't make me pick one.
Bro,
I will pick one.
Guys,
I'm fucking like two HMI attorneys right now.
Right now,
this
right
name
now.
Is taken and it's legally trademarked. You're not going to win this.
Come up with another one, jackass.
What the fuck? There's already a Niggas With Opinions podcast. What were you thinking?
All right, speaking of getting legal with shit.
Fuck.
I don't know if anybody noticed this, but resident puss-ass nigga, Whack 100.
Oh, my God. Bro.
What do you do now?
I said his name.
My
Everybody,
God.
He's a goop, but what do you
Who
do
Who hired this nigga to be the hip-hop fucking mediator,
Is he
bro?
Like the games manager or some shit?
The games manager, yeah. Former Blueface manager. CEO of Cash Money West.
Yeah. That's his claim to fame, really.
He is claiming to have another piece of the Kim K and Ray J sex tape, and he is offering to sell it back to Kanye.
Did you hear how he
Why
described
would he have
it?
That?
Ray J.
He said this tape is a lot worse. It's a lot more graphic. She's being way more than what she was in the first tape. She's doing a lot more. I don't know how much more you can do from the first tape to a second tape. Like, if you did more in the second tape, what else did you do? Did he pee on her or some shit?
But I'm saying, but why does anybody want this shit, bro?
I really
want
to see that.
Why does anybody want this shit? I don't think nobody wants to see it. Man. I think it's just the idea of, like...
And being brought up.
Yeah.
These niggas is weird,
and then
man.
People kind of imagine how it's going to make Kanye feel, and they go into this weird cycle of, like, trying to figure out if it'll emotionally fuck him up.
I'm not going
to
lie.
I don't think he cares, to be honest.
Bro. I think that'd be dumb.
No, I don't know when I became this guy, but come on, this bitch has children, bro. Children that are on the internet constantly, bro.
It's exactly the type.
And the tape is how old? This shit was came out what, 2008?
Oh, got it, bitch. All right, let's address this out loud, Chris. Huh? The death stare. Why the death stare?
Because, man, I thought I didn't have a lighter, nigga.
You do.
He always has your lighter. He continuously steals from you.
I was just with him yesterday.
It happened on another episode, bro, and I couldn't stop watching that shit.
Because remember, he was confused. He thought he lost the fucking lighter, but you had it.
Why do you always have it?
It's a reflex to put in my pocket, honestly.
You guys should have NWO lighters.
They're coming soon. I think if they're not already on the...
Maybe I skipped them, but yeah.
I need that. I got to re-up on merch. I'm the only nigga out here with no merch.
No, I don't need it. I was just, honest, you know.
Whiskey, we got to get you in more merch.
Yeah, we'll send you a care package.
Yeah,
I heard this pre lockdown.
Oh no, we getting money now. Oh, we was capping when we took
I need you to kill that narrative, please. Yeah. Okay. I have baby mothers now. I have two of them. Okay, please.
That nigga said it so smooth. Oh, we getting money, nigga. We. It's like Uncle Phil's a we.
I'm sorry,
nigga. I ain't getting shit.
Apparently, this nigga's French. Okay. Okay. Apparently.
What the fuck? Right.
I'm still Haitian. Okay.
Nigga said we. No, nigga, you, nigga.
Matter of fact, the care package is coming from the Vegan Travel Club.
All right. Apparently, fucking Kelly Price is missing.
Oh, my God. That's what you guys meant.
I'm sorry. I couldn't think of the name. It's not funny.
I'm not even going to say what he said, but now I'm putting two and two together.
I'll say what he said.
No, don't say it. How is somebody that large missing?
How did you miss her?
Okay.
That's so bad, bro.
It's easy to... Come on. How is it?
Is she the one that sings 2 years ago? Probably.
That's what I asked. Was she the one
that... No, that's Sparkle. She's saying...
Okay. She's saying the one with Whitney Houston.
As we slept, friend of mine. Did you check McDonald's?
Anybody? Heartbreak Hotel.
Oh, yeah, with me.
Did you check Checkers? Anybody?
Yeah, man.
Have you done the due diligence? Come on, bro. Have you checked Wing and Thigh
because
Stop?
Plus
did you go to Hooters?
Now?
Come on.
Because Plus is skinny now, he got words.
Yeah.
Honestly, even if I was fat, it wouldn't change how big she is.
And how hard it is to miss her.
But honestly, she lost a lot of weight, though. She's not even that big anymore.
She's not.
No, no.
I haven't seen her in years.
These are jokes from 95 that I've just, you know.
The only thing niggas know 95. About Kelly Price for real is Cuz from Catfish when he called his cousin a fat ass Kelly Price.
That's epic. It is historical.
That's the last time niggas seen Kelly Price, bro.
But in all seriousness, is it like her sister saying she's missing? Her attorneys are saying that she's fine.
I was in a clubhouse group with her sister a couple of days ago.
So what's the word? Because it seems like a lot of funny business.
So basically what happened is like she was battling COVID. But even before she got into the battle with COVID, they were kind of worried about her mental health. And then
that's not funny
at all. And then the COVID situation happened and then she shortly went missing right after that. And you're talking about like her only sister. Doesn't know where she is. Her kids don't know where she is.
When the fucking lawyer and the official Instagram is making statements, but she isn't coming out herself, I don't know, man. It seemed funky. Don't seem right.
It's scary, man. It's weird.
Has anyone thought maybe she just wants to get the fuck away from everybody for a little while?
Sure,
you know, but your kids too?
Nigga, you a father. You know how to fuck them motherfuckers. Annoying as fuck.
No cap, but... Your kid, you're gonna run away from your kids.
How long has it been?
Months.
Months? Oh, yeah. Oh, shit. Yeah. Okay, never mind.
They say this is like a good two months.
That's alarming.
Think about it. Like, if you know a celebrity okay, and you come out and say that they're missing, it takes a while to get there.
To the point mm-hmm. to where you put it out there. Like,
yeah.
Damn. Yeah.
But even,
yeah, that's scary, bro.
Even that, it's a lot of black men and women missing in America in general.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a thing.
So you
deal right now. I don't get no press or nothing.
The good brother, bro. Jelani Day.
Yeah.
His body was found. Let's do a moment of silence for him, please. So apparently, he was reported as missing for a few days.
A long time.
Than a few days?
This was months, too.
Shit.
He was missing for, if I'm not mistaken, it was like 2-3 months.
They found a little white bitch in like 24 hours.
2 days, barely. And not only that, but the thing with the Jelani case is that they found the body. No, here's what it is. They found the body months ago. They just now identified it.
Wow.
Like a couple. So imagine you as a family member, you missing this loved one. Your loved one's been out of reach for however long. And then they find a body. And through their negligence, it takes weeks for them to identify your loved one. So you don't even get a funeral in time to say, yo, we can have open casket or none of that. Your last memory of your loved one is literally them being lost.
And then this whole thing with Gabby Petito, what's this?
She was identified within days of her body being found. And it's just the disparity. Like, you find this black man, and DNA evidence works the same for everybody, if I'm not mistaken. You put the shit in the computer, it come back and tell you who it is. They took weeks and months to figure out where this kid... But even if Whiskey Light, without priors, there are other forms of registration that people like go through, like
your mom,
maybe your job, maybe somewhere where... a place where you go to regularly, like, especially now with the COVID vaccines and everything, like, you're putting your information out there a lot more often now than normal.
Yeah, my mother has my location 24 hours a day, so... Mm.
I have two random friends that I gave it to.
My best friend has my location 24/7 too. So
there's two motherfuckers that always could pull up on my phone and used to find me and see me. Yeah. And it's like
It's very important.
I never thought about going missing.
No, crazy it's not fuck. That. Crazy. You think people want to go missing? You
don't but that's what I'm saying. Like, it never registered to me that I could go missing.
Bro, give it to your brother. Give it to your. Just give two random people your location so that somebody can always pull up and see where you are.
That's why last year, I randomly sent Ben and my brother all the passwords to all my Instagrams and shit, my passwords to my phone, everything. Just in case something happens to me, y'all niggas know this is just anything happens to me, you have access to this information.
Me and Success have a dead nigga Instagram pact that if I die, he's in charge of wrapping shit up.
Yeah.
Wrap it up, delete my DMs, self-destructed. Post my last post. Log me out.
Yeah.
Log me out.
Self-destruct,
baby.
Hit the blow up button, whatever that shit is. Blow the whole operation.
Please, don't have these hoes posting our last DMs from my death. That'd be a bad move.
This is the last thing he said to me.
Okay, the fuck it was. You know these hoes. Oh, he was just in my inbox. I would die from the death. Oh, he was just talking to me.
I hate those kind of
people. That's not how I want to be remembered.
They don't have a whole clubhouse room about Plus.
You know who did that and was famous? Jasmine Sullivan. She did that one time. Yeah. There was a dude that she knew mutually from some people who she, I guess, sang with back in the day. And he passed. And like she put up this long ass Facebook post of saying, Oh, you always had a crush on me. You always was after me.
Oh, I would die.
Oh, you're such a kind soul.
I would die.
And it was like a sunning as well as like remembering who he was.
She killed
him. You died and you never got this pussy, nanny, nanny, boo.
Jasmine Sullivan, a murderer. She be killing people.
Don't forget to come and pick up your
check her background, nigga.
NASA for project.
Bodies.
So I wanted to
rightfully so, cause she
bring this to your attention because... Along with the missing of Gabrielle Petito, whatever the fuck her name is, there's a syndrome called missing white woman syndrome. It's used by social scientists and media commentators to refer to the observed disproportionate media coverage, especially in television, of missing person cases involving young white upper class women or girls. compared to the relative lack of attention toward women who are not white or women who are of lower social classes.
100% facts.
That's a fact.
Now, every white person, and Candace Owens, of course, came out to this bitch, came out to deny this. Do you guys believe that the missing white woman syndrome is a real thing?
Of course. We just talked about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I think
we
it's...
We literally just talked about it.
It's easier to to make it... I can't quite figure the word, but it's like a fantasization of, like, the image of white people missing. It's like a TV show.
I will say that there is some truth to it because I did see, like a host and, like, a big... following of TikTok influencers like creating like these real investigation gas, style videos, investigation style reactions to like the entire Gabby Patino story, and it caught like fire, and that like put like fire underneath the asses of like these big time news media organizations to cover the story.
I got an example for you. Remember the kid happened in the '80s, last name Walsh. His dad ended up having a TV show. About, I guess, missing kids or something.
Yeah, yes, I remember the guy.
Everybody knows about this white kid that went missing. It happened in the '80s. Kids today know about that story. It's black kids in Myanmar that get missing today, and no one fucking utters a word.
You guys remember, was it Jimmy Rice?
Jimmy Rice was another one.
Remember fucking Jimmy Rice? I just remember being in elementary school, and it was a fucking Miami-Dade County explosion.
Huge story.
Over his little cracker.
Huge story.
But no, they still can't figure out what happened to the black girl in the hotel in Chicago.
Which is still
like that. That's crazy.
In the fucking freezer.
With cameras.
The nigga was Kendrick was wrapped up in the fucking mat with all of his organs missing.
All his organs missing.
Oh, yeah, that was recent. Yeah.
Come on.
Crazy. Shit still don't make sense.
And that's all I'm saying. Oh, it don't make sense.
These little white kids end up in history books. Mm-hmm. You as a parent have to live with this for the rest of your life. You have no idea what the fuck happened to your kid. You just know he's never coming home again.
That's crazy.
Come on,
bro. Imagine. I can't
even.
Out
of here. That shit is absolutely.
My balls
100%
hurt even
true.
Thinking about that feeling.
Speaking of balls hurt, let's talk about Lil Nas X's new album.
Pause. Why would you use balls hurt to trend? Go ahead. Continue.
I didn't hear it, but Reggie raves about this album.
It's really good.
He's raving about the album.
It's really good. And I'm so sad.
Why?
Because I was hate listening to it. You know, I just wanted it to be terrible.
You wanted to be a hate.
Yeah,
you wanted it to be CLB.
Yeah,
I wanted it to be worse. Mm. I thought it was going to be bad.
Can an album get as bad as CLB?
But it's better than CLB.
It's better than CLB.
I don't think an album can't be that bad right now.
It might be better than Donda, too.
Nah, we need to relax.
I'm all right. It's just music.
That's a musical masterpiece.
I can only tell you what I heard.
I mean, better than Donda, I think that's what you call it. I think that's like perspective, bro, because Donda is fucking amazing.
But better than CLB is a fact. Hey, get the entire fuck out of here.
No, I'm not. I live here.
We all just trash
the
entire fuck out of here.
I will not.
Get the entire and complete fuck out of here.
I'm going to be here.
Fuck out of here.
I'm going to be here.
Entire fuck out
of here. So it's a good album.
No, it's a good album.
So
good melodies.
Point me to your favorite track on the album.
No. I was listening to it for a favorite. I was listening to it for bad music.
Okay.
And everything has a strong melody. Like, I didn't play it twice.
Okay, but I need like a direct access
hold on.
Point.
Was it Montero that came out?
Yeah.
Do his features
Montero's
hit?
Really good. That song.
Are the features on there good?
They're light, but it's Doja, Elton
she
John,
makes great music,
but my
and Jack
thing
Harlow.
My thing is
the Jack Harlow song is good.
If an artist, I always see it as if an artist is really respected within the industry for their talent, then whenever someone does a feature on their album, they're gonna go their absolute hardest. Because you respect that artist's talent. Lil Nas X, I'm sure he makes great music for sure. But I think a lot of his hold on the industry comes from the antics more so than just his music.
Nah,
because everything that you're saying about his album is probably no. Listen,
everybody's
doing everything that you're saying about his album is true. But I don't know any songs off his album. I only know his fuckery. If his album was so great, I would at least know one or two songs off the motherfucker.
I disagree.
Why?
I kind of agree with him.
You don't, okay.
It's the antics why you know the songs.
You
bro.
Don't think that there's a lot of niggas that you respect talking shit about this boy and him being pregnant has no influence on you not seeking this shit out?
No, I mean, I understand what I'm saying. I'm not telling you that I was going to go and listen to the album, but I feel like if it was so great, I couldn't help but hear a song or two off of it since the time that it's been out.
And I haven't heard one.
I haven't heard one.
Because I kind of feel like that's bullshit.
I like the bullshit that he keep up because I think it's ridiculous. And I think anybody willing to make that much of a spectacle of themselves should be allowed to do so, right? But at the same time, you can't use that and say, okay, because he's keeping himself in the conversation, that his music is in the conversation as well. Like, if his music really don't meet the criteria to be in the conversation, we can't just put it there. You gotta acknowledge the fact that his antics keep him in that lane.
You can't tell me that the music isn't good because you haven't heard it. That's a ridiculous point.
I've heard everything else. Why have I heard?
Okay, all right, okay.
I've heard everything else.
Once again, I invite you to get the fuck out of here. Once again,
I'm not leaving.
I implore you.
I'm not fucking leaving.
Get the fuck out of here.
I'm not fucking leaving.
I implore you. Just come on, bro. Your point is, if it was good, I would have heard it.
Yes.
Okay.
I listen to the radio, nigga. Why are they not playing it on the radio if it's so good?
Because it's gay.
It's just like NBA.
The radio's gay.
Because he's gay.
The radio's gay.
Name another gay nigga on the radio.
All of them.
Drake for starters.
My bad.
Drake. Name another gay nigga on the radio.
Drake.
Fuck out of here.
It's tequila on it.
I'm still going to burn his head.
Burn it away from your face first.
But I just want to say because you mentioned Doja Cat, she makes fucking immaculate music. Her music is fucking
she's entertaining.
Listen,
really?
I tried really hard to hate her.
Is she? Like,
I tried to.
She keeps what? Coming out.
I hate listening to her album. That's how I started listening to her.
Okay,
because I wanted to go hate it because I was like, this is a little moo cow bitch.
I was saving this talk for later, but let's have it right now.
God, she's a fucking amazing artist.
So Beyonce turned 40, and I begin to think, well, if she's settling into that space, who's going to be the next one, right? Not and it's like, if not Doja Cat, who's in the position to be the next all-knowing, all-killing, top-of-the-lake industry R&B bitch?
Normani.
Nobody.
I don't think it's Normani.
I don't think we have one.
I don't think they're going to ever let another black woman into that selection.
Don't shoot me for my selection.
Can't help it. Who's your selection?
But she
no,
has,
hear what I'm saying. Go ahead.
She has the star power, and she has the songs already, like the female empowerment songs. Ariana.
Mm-hmm.
And she could sing her ass off.
She's going to have to switch up that hairstyle.
But hear what I'm saying. I don't think they're going to allow another woman of color, regardless whether you're black, Spanish, however, to enter into that stratosphere.
Nah, that's crazy.
There won't be another Beyonce. There won't be another Diana Ross.
The only other woman that could have been that.
My bad. Rihanna. I'm going to talk over.
Rihanna.
I'm sorry. I'm working on that.
Rihanna retired.
Go ahead. I'm saying.
That's where I was going to go with it. But Whiskey was talking. Hold on. My bad.
No, I forgot what I'm saying. It's okay. I think I was talking over you, actually.
But yeah, I think Rihanna would have been the closest.
She would have been.
And she's gone off. You know why she went off and did something totally different from music? Because within her getting as close as she did to Beyonce, she realized that she's not going to be allowed into that stratosphere.
I don't know if that's true either, though, brother.
But Rihanna doesn't have the vocals Beyonce has.
At all.
She doesn't, but she demands.
I don't think it's about that either, though.
I don't think it's about the voice.
Good.
She's a pop star. She's as big as a star. She's an icon.
Because as far as women in music goes, it doesn't get bigger than Beyonce.
Right.
At all.
But that has to end. And you think next up is fucking Normani?
I don't think there is one.
I don't think next up as in like she's next right there. She's on a trajectory like up. Normani's up there because she dances, she sings, she does it all. But also so does Doja Cat. But it's not comparable in a sense.
I feel like, as far as clout and reputation goes, Doja's up.
They're saying Chloe too, actually.
Chloe Bailey could be one.
But she's not going to be allowed into the Beyonce stratosphere, dog.
She's down a lot of hits.
Gonna let the other person up there with you.
You need a lot of hits to be Beyonce, bro. A lot of fucking hits.
She has
a lot is another statement.
Right now, given her age, she has an early enough start to where she can potentially get.
Right.
Yeah, because when did we find out about Beyonce? How old was she?
19, 17, 18.
Younger
Chloe's
than that.
Chloe's fucking 16, nigga.
Chloe is 16?
She when She's we heard now. When we She's found 19. Out oh. about her.
No, but Beyonce
But Destiny's Child came out.
Did you see the sin in this nigga?
Yeah.
Thought he had sinned.
God, forgive me.
He thought he'd sinned.
Was about to go ahead and put in delete all the tweets.
This nigga thought he'd been sinning the whole time.
It was crazy. We live in a world where it's possible. That's crazy.
Facts. 100%. You gotta be very careful. Hilarious. I'm happy as my friend, as my brother, that you reacted that way.
Nigga, I was so afraid. Please, God, don't tell me.
But no, but Beyonce started 15, 16 with Destiny's Child. But we probably younger than that.
But we didn't know about Beyonce at 15, 16.
But you knew that was something special.
Hmm? Okay.
You knew. When we watched them, you knew.
Locally, whoever the fuck was in Houston, Bubble Fuck, Texas knew. No, but we didn't.
When we saw Destiny's Child, I knew.
When you saw Destiny's Child, that wasn't fucking 16.
Yeah, it was 16.
Yeah, they were young.
Yeah, they were young. Yeah,
they weren't really 16, bro.
They were like 17.
They were young, bro.
They were not
young.
Going to prom.
You're not remembering it the right way.
Yeah, they were hella young.
All right, let me rephrase that. When I heard fucking Destiny's Child.
There we go. There we go. There we go.
Who the fuck was when they were like 16-year-old Beyonce?
The backwoods of North Carolina.
Yeah. We in Miami. We heard it early.
I was listening to TLC. When you were in Asheville, North Carolina, real music.
Okay,
so Destiny's Child, TLC.
In the same breath, right? It was Jay-Z. It was Wayne. It was Kanye. Drake's on the way out. Who's the next biggest rap nigga of all time right now?
Lil Baby. Drake's on the way out.
Yeah, he is.
Lil Baby.
You sound like those niggas that hate LeBron.
I think it's going to be like Lil Baby.
I think it's already Lil Baby.
I think you're already
Meek Mill.
Because if you think Vory, Little Baby, what's the other guy from
Tafia?
The nigga you was hanging out with?
Everybody out the Chasers, nigga. Y'all niggas aware of what the fuck the Chasers is doing right now?
With that garbage shit.
Y'all niggas not even. Y'all niggas is fucking asleep.
Which one is Chris?
You niggas, I can't fucking. All right,
the main nigga from the Chasers stinks.
Just fucking wait because the shit always fucking happens.
What happened?
Niggas talk shit now and then later on before we record, I heard this fire shit from this new artist. And lo and be fucking hold. It's some shit that I told niggas about already.
At the end of the, like I said, bro,
it's the Chasers, nigga. We here to stay.
What are the Chasers? For 2 years, the answer hasn't been the Chasers.
It's always been the Chasers, nigga.
All right, okay.
Who's running a Meek Mill project? Me, nigga.
We know. That's the problem.
Nobody else cares.
First week, October, nigga.
Just you.
First week, October. Million sold. Mark my words, bitch. Fuck is y'all talking about? I'm going to buy a million records myself. Fuck is y'all talking about? Expensive pain. October 1st.
To answer your question.
Fuck is y'all talking about, man? Pre-order right now.
Money wasted.
Little Baby.
Pre-order right fucking now. Fuck them kids. Pre-order this mixtape CD shit.
Who you got, Common Sense Queen?
Say that one more time.
Next rap nigga.
Hearing Chris
being fucking ridiculous.
Pant for it. Like,
yelling into the mic about bullshit.
The Chasers is funny.
Because they're terrible.
He's chasing
not
the Chasers.
They're terrible because it's like, he doesn't do that for anything else fucking but them.
O'Malley.
And it's trash.
Nigga.
He's garbage.
Nigga.
Random Muslim rapping nigga. Come on.
You think he was from Philly, the way he goes hard for them.
It's just trash. It's just garbage.
Fuck out of here.
I be riding in my old hood. Get the fuck out of here, nigga.
And every fucking time you be singing that shit.
Pretty much.
You sing that shit every time. All you niggas. I got tape on all you niggas.
Rapping that makes sense that you can actually listen to their lyrics, I would say. I mean, I don't listen to the Griselda boys like that, but I heard
Benny the Butcher.
I heard West Side Gun is really good too.
Yeah, he's good too.
But next up, I want to say Lil Baby. Lil Baby is definitely on that trajectory. Like he's on his way up the mountain. He hasn't missed yet.
He don't miss.
Lil Baby has not missed yet.
He has not missed yet.
That is 100%. Saying
the same thing?
Lil Baby GOAT.
I might go Lil Baby. I mean,
what are the options anyway?
I can't.
I'm trying to think.
I'm thinking of the versatility of Young Thug, but he's been in the game too long.
That's what I would say.
I wanted it to be Travis, but
what
he's just
stratosphere are we aiming at here?
Drake
stratosphere.
Like Drake, Kanye. Who's going to operate the space that he's in right now?
Oh nah, I ain't gonna lie. It's definitely not Lil Baby.
Then who?
Who?
It's got to be Cole. It's got to be
Cole's already there.
Yeah, he's there. They're up there.
No. But he's not. He's there, but he's in the passenger seat. You talking about driver's seat?
I can't say he's up next though.
He's already up there.
Cole drops one project right now that's full of the shit that everybody claims to want from him, like the radio vibes, the party vibes, and all that shit, and it outdoes CLB, he's in the driver's seat.
He already outdoes it three times.
Like, okay, I feel so like Cole is in the room.
He's in the room.
He's in the room, but he's not driving.
Let me make it make
that's
sense.
That's my point.
Let me make it plain for you. When LeBron James retires, we can't say that Carmelo has next up.
But we will be. Class. We can say that a nigga like Durant has next up, and Durant's been winning championships while LeBron's been there. So it could be it. So again, it has
Durant
to be somebody
is in
that's
the room.
It has to be somebody that's already in that stratosphere. It can't be somebody that's on their way to that stratosphere. It's gonna take over, bro.
It's Jay-Z and Nas all over again with them two. You know, it's Jay-Z and Nas. These two niggas is up there. That's the bar. If you're a lyrical rapper, you want to aspire to be where J. Cole is. If you a commercial ass, bitch ass, light skinned ass nigga from Canada, you want to be where the fuck boy is from.
Whoa, whoa. Canadian
this
hate,
is the way it is.
Canadian hate will not be tolerated. Canadian.
Hey,
Canada hate will not be tolerated.
Two of those three things.
You said light skinned and Canadian.
Two of those three things. Describe whiskey.
You got. You got to be a little bit more specific.
Justin Bieber and fucking Drake does something to me. I'm sorry. I fucking hate those.
All right, guys.
Hey. Let's talk about that for one second. Let's talk about it, how whiskey is the best thing that Canada's produced.
Ooh.
Right. How are you doing today?
That's
okay. Can you get the fuck out of here? Okay.
All right. Pander bear.
Where is whiskey so far gone? You're not better than Drake. I'm not letting that shit ride.
I'm not letting that shit ride.
I'm not letting that shit ride.
Nah, fuck that. I respect you. Way
whiskey
more than
beats
Drake.
Cardinal official. Definitely. She beats that boy. You got it. You got him beat.
What about but Alanis Morissette?
You got her beat.
You also beat the other guy too, the little A-Rab that runs around with Drake. Come on,
Tory
come on,
Lanez.
Rav.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Tory Lanez.
The Weeknd?
No, Rav.
I don't know.
His name Rav, right? He's a little A-Rab right. Nigga. Nav.
Guys, have we seen the Michael Jackson versus Drake talk though? Have we seen it?
We seen it. You know how I know we seen it?
How we seen it?
Because we can't tweet for a fucking week.
No, why are you leaving? I don't have a fucking table, so fuck that.
Because I got shit for his ass.
I don't have a fucking table, so
we can't tweet for a motherfucking week.
I don't know what he's talking about, baby. I'm not listening because I don't know what he's talking about.
Whatever. That's how I fucking know we seen the talk about Michael Jackson and Drake. I just want to say, hey guys, new episode coming. I can't fucking do it because niggas is online talking shit because they mad in their feelings that Drake is better than Michael Jackson right now, at this moment.
Talk that
you
talk.
Don't even believe that shit.
It's not about whether I believe it.
Michael Jackson, you know what?
Y'all niggas just finished sitting here and telling me that
what I believe don't fucking matter. Let's have a fucking conversation. You've been off your rocker this episode.
What is he saying to me?
What's going on with Chris today?
It started yesterday during the flat earth conversation.
This is the truth about what's going on within society right now.
Flat earther?
The people respect Drake more than they respect Michael Jackson, nigga.
That's why this earth is doomed. That's exactly why the earth is doomed.
All I'm saying is...
You cannot be a sane level person. You cannot be a level-headed person, a sane thinking person, to fix your fucking dick-sucking lips. To look at me in the eye and say to me that fucking Aubrey's better than Michael. And what the fuck is he better than Michael Jackson? Somebody explain to me.
Streaming.
Because
What's the comparison?
I don't give a fuck about a stream. What the fuck is that?
The people do.
Artistically, historically, anything. He's not better than Michael Jackson at anything. Drake's best fucking album is what? Nothing Was the Same? Get the fuck out of here with that shit. Get Michael Jackson shit on that. Off the Wall, Thriller, Bad, Dangerous, History, Invincible, in motherfucking order. Get the fuck out of here, man. Are you fucking kidding me?
So
nothing was the same? Everything's the same, bitch. Your shit hasn't changed for years, nigga.
Let me ask you a
Since
question.
Since 2009, when So Far Gone Drop, you sound exactly the motherfucking same.
Let me ask you a question.
Nothing's changed,
Let
motherfucker.
Wait, okay.
Get the fuck out of here.
What is
fuck these kids, man.
What is Michael? What is Michael Jackson's come through? Like, what's his song?
Human Nature. Oh, easily.
Come on.
I got...
That garbage.
Okay, not even adult Michael. Let's go to child Michael Jackson. A, B, C. It's easy. That's 1, 2, 3.
He doesn't write.
What the fuck are you niggas saying
to me? He doesn't write.
He fucking writes, motherfucker.
He doesn't write.
He fucking writes.
He doesn't write.
Drake does?
He writes children. That's all he does. He doesn't write.
Fuck you. He didn't write. She didn't write no motherfucking kid. You know what I'm saying? All these kids are riding his coattails, including you, Aubrey. You fucking suck. Fuck that. And fuck these kids.
And anybody who believes that shit.
Michael fucked these kids.
No, the fuck he didn't.
No, the fuck
he
That's part of the problem.
No, the fuck he didn't.
Is Michael wouldn't stop fucking these kids.
No, the fuck
kids.
He didn't. Because those kids are fucking idiots.
TikTok
They're fucking idiots.
Different, nigga.
No, fuck TikTok. Listen. All right. Okay. All right. Let's have a conversation, guys. Let's have a fucking conversation.
No, I just want you to look at the possibility that this argument could have some merit.
It has.
You're not looking at any of the merit.
Which one? That you're saying he fuck kids or the one that Drake is the Drake shit?
Okay. I'm saying that he fuck kids in jest, kind of.
No, he didn't.
But as far as Drake being today's MJ or being somewhat equal, you have to give it a shot. You have to think about it.
There is no today's MJ. And if there was one, it would be Beyonce. But even she's not that. There is no today's MJ. We cannot. Why are we comparing anybody to the greatest shit that's ever happened to the planet Earth? Why are we doing that?
Because Drake is there.
Come on, man.
Drake Michael, is there, baby.
Michael Jackson on a bad day. Drake can't fucking wipe his ass, bro. It's not even close. Drake? Fair. We're talking about fucking Drake.
Okay, wait, hold on. Because
this nigga's best song is One Dance.
You
nigga,
this fucking...
I could throw Michael Jackson to B-sides and fucking destroy that nigga's shit. Come on, what are we talking about? This nigga made The Way You Make Me Feel. This nigga made it with fucking Smooth Criminal. This nigga made fucking PYT. This nigga made fucking
Fucking, he's a drug addict pedophile. Take it easy.
He's not a fucking
Take
pedophile,
it
nigga.
Fuck easy.
He's not a fucking pedophile.
He's a drug addict.
He's not a fucking.
He is a drug addict.
A drug addict either. No.
Notice.
No.
He's a drug addict.
Here we go. With the fucking jokes. Let's be serious for a second. All right. First and foremost.
All I'm
first
saying
and foremost.
Is
Drake
streams.
That's cool. That's today. That's cool.
He's doing $1 billion in a month.
And what would Michael Jackson have done?
$1 billion.
What would Michael Jackson
month.
Have done? If Thriller released today, what the fuck would that have sold? 300 billion, 27
in a week.
300 billion.
I don't know who's checking for Thriller right now.
All I'm saying,
it's just a million fucking copies.
The boy
a year.
Did a billion.
It says a million copies a year. 40 years later, look it up. A million copies a year. Thriller album sells 1 million copies a fucking year. 40 years later,
I'm
you're talking to
it.
Me about Drake. Drake, get the fuck out of here, man. Stop the fucking drugs. Stop it, because it's killing you guys. Stop it. Your scruples are not right. Fucking Drake.
You're what?
Fucking scruples. Something's wrong up here. If you want to fucking fix your lips, look at me in my fucking face and tell me that Drake and Michael Jackson belong in the sink. Fuck that. I don't want to hear that shit no more. Stop the shit, man. Put some respect on Michael Joseph Jackson's name. Put some fucking respect on his name, man. Y'all niggas can't be throwing random niggas. Oh, Drake. He surpassed 1 million streams in 2 weeks and 17 days. He's the greatest. And suck a dick. Suck a dick. Fuck that. Read the fucking facts. One, he's fucking innocent. And two, he's the motherfucking greatest. If you want to have a conversation, hit me up. We can have a conversation. I give you
Look
fucking facts.
Look at the
facts.
Veins in his neck.
I can give you fucking facts.
Can we zoom into a neck vein? Man,
I can give you fucking facts.
Sweat.
I don't just talk. I don't come here and talk shit about Michael Jackson. Just I have fucking facts. Not fucking tweets, nigga. I got facts. Period.
You done?
Fuck that.
Settle down.
I don't want to hear this shit no more, man. I don't want to hear it no more. I'm fucking sick of that shit. That's why the Twitter account is gone now. Fuck that.
All I'm saying is he's the second best light-skinned nigga in all of history.
Motherfuckers, man. Y'all do this shit every fucking week.
All right.
You find some new bitch.
Okay.
Fuck, come on,
right,
man.
All right. Speaking of light-skinned rapists.
If you can marry Michael Jackson, would you?
I'm not worthy. Fuck out of here. Call me Nas X. I don't give a fuck what you do. Pause that, nigga.
Speaking of light-skinned rapists.
He's going to wipe himself.
Fucking Nicki Minaj's husband is in the shit. Oh,
man.
Okay, he is in the shit, buddy. They found a bitch to go on Good Morning America.
Oh, he's done.
Hey, he is cooked.
He's done.
He is cooked.
And she tried her damn hardest to get us to stop talking about it.
That bitch with an ABC in the White House.
How long y'all got to the divorce?
Man, it's...
I'm not banking on it. I'm not betting on that.
I think she's standing in the paint.
She's standing in the paint on rape charges?
She ain't built that way.
But how long have they been saying this about him? She still married him.
Yeah, but it's speculation until you hit Good Morning
America.
It's bad for her brand, I know that.
They went on Good Morning America, too?
The accuser.
I thought
the
she
accused.
Only went on
The View or some
the
shit.
View. The View. The Real. Oh, that ain't Good Morning America.
Might as well be.
You know, I think the timing of that was very...
Suspect. It's bad.
Yeah.
Because
not on the girl that was raped. I'm talking about just...
The news coming out?
The news was already out.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know. It was just weird. But I believe her.
Because...
I believe... Like,
the case was out.
So weird.
right? And then Nicki went on her vax shit.
And that's then, what I'm saying.
And then she went on TV. And it's like, I don't think we were ever going to see this bitch on TV until Nicki came out and talked about the vaccine.
Honestly. Nicki saying what she said about the vaccine gives traction to her brand and her name. So, like, if you coming on and you have real legit information on this person, like, we put you on our show, media. Now we a part of the conversation.
It's so weird to say because of the actual crime that was committed, but I think if any, whatever crime it could have been, would have come out at that, whatever, whoever they could have put in that spot would have come out at that spot.
You think it's like a mudslinging thing? Like, so you Nicki, throw a little dirt, I'm going to throw dirt.
Yeah, because of the vaccine thing.
I think you shouldn't have been, again, because the vaccine is really life or death.
We shouldn't say that word, though. You guys are going to get flagged on.
Yeah. Maxine. Really? You meant to say Maxine.
Yeah, just say, like, say something else.
If you say it, yeah. If,
say, you're going to get flagged on
it. It's
YouTube.
Cold words now, nah, but Maxine.
That's crazy.
Yeah. You can't even say vaccine.
Like, Maxine.
No, you'll get like.
You can't say Maxine.
They'll put a damn flags. CDC tag on our fucking podcast. Yeah.
Well, because you said it, now the rest of your shit might be like.
Yeah,
like,
it might be.
Over too. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's a real thing. Like, for real.
Because they don't, they're trying
to. We're not strangers to these type of games.
And CDC, check me out.
No. You don't want to lose
your
content.
Don't check him out.
No.
All right, I'm going to chill.
I just got back.
I'll cut this out, man. I edit this shit.
Please.
They'll never see this.
Good.
Pussy ass crackers.
Let them see that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so this That's bitch. So did you see her on the reel?
I saw the clip that's on social
media. Yeah, that was going around.
Yeah.
And I mean, nothing about it looked like it was Fugazi.
No, that's a real thing. That's a real thing.
Mm-hmm. I believe it looks
like a real thing.
There's nothing. The barbers can say whatever the fuck they want.
I believe her.
And I'm honestly surprised by Nicki's approach to the whole situation.
Because this whole time, I thought it was just like some kind of, you know, one of those registry misunderstandings, honestly. I thought if Nicki's with this nigga, it has to be some kind of misunderstanding.
Have you seen that nigga?
Yeah. He like a
He's the type of nigga that wears the mannequin outfit. When you go to the mall and you see the mannequin in the matching shirt and shorts,
like
a real nigga go inside and buy the shirt or the shorts. He don't buy both. He buy either or.
Give me the socks too, son.
That's
mad hard.
The fact that he had to register
means just enough.
Brings credibility to her story. The whole registering thing doesn't
happen. That's a real deal, nigga. That's real life.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
DNA and all that is involved.
Exactly. So the fact that he failed to register is why it's being brought back up.
Yeah.
But you know, if he has to register, that means he lives with Nicki, and Nicki's address would have to be public because those addresses have to be public.
Public.
That's what allegedly they said is the reason why he doesn't want to, because
most celebrities' addresses is public. You think you're gonna move into a fucking neighborhood and buy an $80 million house and nobody don't fucking know about it?
But she's going to bring the value of that neighborhood she's in down.
Yeah. And that's why you can't come over. We don't want you and your sex offender ass husband.
It's more politics than it is right or wrong at this point.
Interesting. I didn't even think about all of that shit.
Because imagine you're in a $40, $50 million home in Beverly Hills or the Hills, wherever, whichever Hills you're in, and now your neighbors know that there's a sex offender next door.
Well,
it's a whole different list.
And typically, sex offenders can't afford those kind of homes.
Address list. Mm-hmm. But if that address pops up on a registry sex offender list, that's a weird whole different top. Exactly.
Weirdo.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's well, if I'm the neighbors, I'm in agreement. Put that shit out. I don't want this motherfucking in this community anyways.
We've been here for 40 years. They ain't had a sex offender in here yet.
What if she's next to a school? She might have to move.
A lot of those places. That's one thing I learned about. Like when I was looking for my house, there's not a huge market for sex offenders. Because almost everywhere now that you go to has an HOA, which requires you to go through that type of registry and that background check. Like, there's not many places you can go to. Well, she has the money, and you know, but like regular people. So.
Money talks. That's what she thought would happen now. Yeah, and it's not working.
No.
Nah. Because I mean, it's money talks, but
it's 2021. I'm sorry. You need more than that.
Because it's not like he can go and just put his address at some other place because it has to be where he lives.
Yeah. Then that would be fraud.
Yeah.
And if that's your wife, you live with her wherever you are.
Wherever you lay your head. Yeah.
That's
either he goes to jail for fraud or he goes to jail for not registering.
Yeah. It's a real thing.
So as long as he's married, we're going to know where Nicki stay at.
Basically.
And who cares, bro? Nobody gives a fuck.
You gotta take the. If I'm him in that situation, I think I would just register and then let the chips fall. Oh, it may be
no one cares about knowing where Nikki lives. Don't get me wrong.
The same army that she brought up against other people would want to know where she lives.
Because they're going to go to her crib and harass her.
Which is what they do
You made your fucking bed. Go fucking sleep.
See how karma turns around? Yeah. See how karma turns around?
We call them the Garbs. But anyways.
Garbs.
If I was him, I would fucking
when did we start calling them the Garbs?
Just now.
It's hilarious. That's great. That's great.
Just go ahead and register. You know what I'm saying? You did the crime, now it's time to do the time, buddy. You know what I'm saying? Register.
You did the rape, now face the red tape.
You're a sick fuck. Now register on that website. Ain't no rhyming to it.
I was waiting for the rhyme. No rhyme. You're a sick fuck. You're out of luck. That's what I was waiting for.
Are we talking about the Twitter situation or not?
Oh, nigga,
is this not something
so
we're gonna bring up.
No, let's bring it up.
We can.
Okay.
It's like seven niggas on Twitter right now being accused of rape, specifically in Haitian Twitter.
No. I have no clue.
I don't know what y'all boys got going on.
I don't know any of these Haitian people that are doing.
Me neither.
This, but it seems to be a culture, and that shit is disgusting and it's nasty.
Hey, it's this nigga here. His name is Dipo Zekompa.
Dipo.
Oh, boy, deleted his thing.
Deleted his Twitter.
Oh, yeah, nah.
It got too much for him, huh?
Oh, okay.
I can imagine.
Yo. Okay.
I never heard about this before, bro.
You ever seen this guy? Look short picture.
His tweet, a boy got 600 retweets on that thing.
Whoa.
The streets know about it.
He almost had a milli.
That's a what?
It's a girl named Usumuntwop, brave as fuck, came out there, detailed the whole thing in a thread about
1120 last year.
Yeah. So, mind you, it's been an open investigation since last year, and the whole time they partying with him, vibing with him, kicking it, brunching,
and
hunching.
He's getting more and more popular. He's brunching getting more and more munch. Followers. His.
You like that? you want to start a brunch and hunch series?
Brunch and hunch, yeah.
I'm with it.
Brunch and hunch 21.
I got the menu already.
Brunch and hunch 21.
Not if it's illegal. Come on.
No, not like that.
It's all consensual.
All right, wait a minute. Hold on. let me add context. We're talking about a party series that we just had the idea for. It's got nothing to do with what the fuck this motherfucker got going on. Like, our brunch and hunch is going to be fully consensual.
That's the thing. You know how this goes.
Sorry.
It snowballs.
Right.
Once he was reported, another dude was outed and another dude was outed and all kind of women are coming out now.
Apparently, the story from what I recalled is that he took her home after a party one night. And I guess she was drunk out of her mind or whatever. And she woke up the next morning feeling raped. And there was enough DNA for it to be a case. However, what she says in the tweet is that the judge dropped the case.
Because he didn't believe her.
He didn't believe her.
Let me tell you something.
Which I hear is not like, it's not an uncommon thing.
No, that's a common thing.
Yeah.
That is a common thing.
Let me tell you what has to be the scariest thing in the world. Is having sex with somebody. And then having her text you, hey, what happened yesterday?
What?
Hey! Because brother.
Fam.
Brother.
Fam. Whoa, bro.
Because that's what happened. Like, if you look at the thread, she's like, hey, did we fuck yesterday? And that nigga's, wait, of course we did. You don't remember?
But think about it. That could happen with your girl at home. Like, damn, what the fuck? Last night was crazy. What the fuck happened? Imagine getting that fucked up.
I ain't gonna lie to you.
I've never been that fucked up where I don't remember.
I've never been.
I've never blacked out.
I blacked out a few times.
Like, I have been irresponsible, but I remember. I have been so drunk that I can't control my actions, but I remember those uncontrollable actions.
I've never been drunk to the point where I don't remember greasing a dumb.
Nigga.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I've never been.
I fucking blacked out, like, in the middle of greasing a dumb.
Oh, sheesh.
Like, blacked out.
That's got to be scary, though.
Scary as fuck. It's some scariest shit I ever went through.
And you woke up after, like, ask for details about what you were doing?
Yeah. That was the first time in my life I ever, like, had, I was drinking Patron. It's just a bunch of alcohol, like, ridiculous amounts of alcohol. But, like, now, I tell all my young homies, like, bro, when it comes to drinking, like, that shit is not even something you want to do with somebody you just met. Maybe meet them like two or three times, kick it with them, and then throw alcohol into the
make
equation.
Make that bitch do a breathalyzer.
Don't,
okay?
Don't do alcohol as an icebreaker. You know
make
what I'm saying?
Make that bitch do a sobriety test before you fuck. If she can't walk on a straight line, send her home.
Yeah. It's real shit.
Boy.
But yeah, it's disgusting, man. It's, but you know what I'm saying? That's the thing. You don't never know who you out here taking photo ops with, who you partying with, who you parlaying with, who you driving home with. You just don't fucking know. Because a lot of people are fucking creeps, man.
For real.
These niggas is creeps.
Fuck, bro. That's sad as fuck. I'm so sad.
And then, you know, the victims, you know, it sucks for some of the victims is because they come out with it and either they get attacked or they go to the court of law and they don't believe them.
They don't get believed.
They get silenced, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, this shit is crazy, man.
Crazy
like,
as fuck.
Shit, well, let's talk about a different kind of Me Too movement. The Karen Civil Me Too movement. Every past few days, somebody else is saying, hey, Karen Civil fucked me. Wait, Karen Civil fucked me too.
And not in a good way.
Started out with Jesse Wu. We discussed that. The fucking diabolical genius known as fucking Karen Civil booked her out for an event, this girl out.
I was in the clubhouse room because I think I seen Whiskey pop in there.
Everybody was there. Everybody was
me
there.
Me and Whiskey was in there.
Everybody that I know was in that fucking room.
I tried to get you in there, bro, but your ass ain't answer my text messages.
It was too full.
But anyway, like I said, when we were in the room, it was basically, her whole thing was leaning on the fact that she hired a agency to do a service, and that's how the agency went about doing the service. The same way they'll do things like dress up as a fucking character for your kid's birthday and pull up with the thing to serve you. Like the agent, she claims the agency decided to set up this thing and have her come out there, and she had nothing to do with it.
I don't buy it.
At all.
I don't buy it.
It's too elaborate. It's too perfect.
Sounds like Cap.
It's been done before.
It's too, it is so sweet.
And then she used Trina. You understand? Knowing that there's a relationship.
Miami. Like,
it's too specific.
Come on, bro.
You know what can be, it's how this could easily be found out. I wish she would have looked up the IP address to the email and matched it with another email that she's received from her. That would have been the easiest.
One and
be
done.
Just fucking
cut
done.
It clean. Done.
But yeah. I mean, even, I think as out, from the outside looking in, if you heard the way she was mentioning everything and the way she was talking, it sounded like a lot of backtracking. It sounded like a lot of backpedaling. Like, man, I don't.
Just
like, I don't really know if. I know for a fact that she said something for it to be a certain type of way in the public, because I didn't hear the original story. And then now she's trying to clean up what she said. Like, that's all the energy that I was getting from her in the clubhouse room. Like, she said something as a public statement, and now she's cleaning it up because everything was backtracking. Like, oh, no. That's not how it went. Or, no. Yeah. That's not what I said. Or, no. I sent that email.
It's the dead giveaway to me was, I mean, it's multiple victims with the same plot.
Same story.
It's same story. Like the whole thing with getting her to do an event so she can serve her was the same plot she also used for Joyner to almost get him to Miami so he can get set up.
Right.
Like
by Gucci Pucci.
Yeah.
As I'm done there.
Allegedly.
Whoa,
and then,
so wait a minute. She tried to get Joyner.
She tried to get
Joyner
to get set up, saying that Ross would get on her, go on a song for her, for him, to fly to Miami, but he did some research and it wasn't true.
Whoa.
And there was that. Then it's the whole...
That's a lot deeper than taking 60 bands from a nigga, bro. Yeah.
Then there's the money. The money plot, how the money is stolen is exactly how it's stolen from multiple people.
Yeah.
So it's weird. It's like... It's weird.
It's like if you hire me to promote you as a DJ and I go to every party that you already booked at and start handing out your flyer.
What's the point? I'm already here.
The fuck is you doing? What am I paying you for? I'm not paying you to run behind me and do shit that I already did. And that was Joyner's claim. He was like, a lot of the stuff that she had claimed to have done are things that we were already knee deep in and it wasn't really hitting for us.
She was in the clubhouse telling this man not to curse at me. There's nothing I hate more than when I'm making a point
and you
telling me, don't curse at me.
Minimize my shit.
Calm down. Why you yelling at me?
So she could sound like a victim.
Bitch!
I ain't start cursing yet till just now.
Yeah.
Come on, bitch. I'm dropping bars. Don't minimize what I'm saying because you don't like how I'm saying it. It's infuriating, bro.
The most infuriating shit.
So
Go ahead.
Then it's been found out she also let it out that she hacked Jason Lee's Hollywood Unlocked page and Instagram page
it's
and
like,
website.
It's like her back was against the wall and she had to give up something real. Because people were like, bro, everything you're saying, it sounds like you're running in circles.
You know what it was? I don't know if you guys watched Jason Lee's Breakfast Club interview recently.
A little bit.
The reason why she had to give that up is because had she not said that, he would have pulled the other receipts. She's never claimed to it publicly. But he had receipts of her doing it prior. So had she said no on the Clubhouse, he would have then showed the other receipts. But now that she said yes, it's like, she was in the corner. Either way, it was would have been bad for her.
Yeah.
And also, I don't think she caught it that way, but that's what would have happened.
Charlamagne, you a real bitch. Mm-hmm. Listening to him on that fucking breath, it was disappointing as fuck.
It was disappointing.
Not to hear you hold your dog to any standard.
None.
You was a real bitch.
But at the end of the day, it's to be expected, man.
These industry relationships, bro.
That's how she's been allowed to do what she's done
because she gets so many looks. She gets so many looks.
The right people from the right people.
Yeah, behind the scenes, she got a lot of.
Crazy to see, bro.
She got a lot of help behind the scenes, so that's what I'm saying. Nothing's gonna happen to her. Nothing is gonna come from this. And 2 weeks, no one's gonna be talking about this anymore.
Nah. From Jason Lee, I think it's gonna come from Jason Lee.
That's gonna be the only little blemish. She's gonna lose a lawsuit to Jason Lee. That's about it.
That's not gonna be little. That's a federal crime.
Because he's taking it to defense. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, hacking a website is a federal crime.
He wants blood.
Okay. And well, then I mean, if he's going that deep, then she probably do some time and get even more famous.
It's a paper trail.
Because what don't people love more than a motherfucker who goes sit down and do time?
Who's benefiting from that right now? Hmm? Bobby Shmurda not. Everybody thought he would come home and become the next biggest thing. And where is he?
What you mean?
No, Bobby she's Shmurda's not an artist, huge. So I don't think that's a
But I'm saying, who's going to give her a look after she comes back from Jeff for fucking people? Who's going to want to work with you? Like, everything in the industry is about perception.
Nah,
if your perception is fucked up, because right now she's not taking no real L, so she's still going to have the backing. But if she actually falls...
There are people who she's done real favors for who still stand side by side with her and claim that she's...
And then when she come out, there will not be nowhere to be found, bro.
Nah, bro, trust me. They will be.
Nah.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. She's not that big of a name, bro.
If that's the case, then you're going to start seeing some crazy shit start coming out about some of your fave that she done been associated
with. She's going to let the shit out the bag. And the powers that be are just going to step on it. That's how the machine works. For so long, she had people behind her that can just step on shit. That's why Jordan Lucas was saying, if I would have came out with it when I did, there would be no Jordan Lucas. I had to wait till 2020. Everybody kept saying, why are you waiting till now? He said, nigga, if I would have came out with this shit in 2016, Her machine would have stomped on this shit.
I hate how they try to discredit him just simply because of the fact that he gave $60,000. Regardless how he did the business was done.
Let's be real. It was whack trying to discredit the nigga saying, oh, I wouldn't have did it like that.
Oh, I hate this
like,
nigga.
You fucking dick lick. Nobody asked you how you would have did it.
Dick lick.
You sound like a South Carolina ass, old ass nigga calling a nigga a dick lick.
Dick lick.
But yeah, but like you see what they did to Cameron. They laughed the nigga out the gym. They laughed the nigga out the gym, and this
Y'all
is an established.
Apologize to Cameron
that's
right
an established
now.
Artist. Okay,
I believe
her. They stepped on that shit and created a whole new narrative.
Y'all told that man he hate black women.
They that's ran with that shit, man. Come on, dog. So of course no one was gonna speak out on it. But yeah, if she gets popped for this shit, she's toast. That's the only way that shit happens. But if she doesn't do no jail time or nothing like that, she's still gonna get the same look. She's gonna be all right.
That shit serious though, man.
I think they'll settle out of court.
That could be looked at as
it
like
probably will be.
Domestic cyber terrorism.
Yeah, I think
it's cyber terrorism for real.
It
and
is.
You hired a minor.
Oh yeah.
Without a contract with his parents, yep. without anything.
Yeah. And where is this money coming from? Now there's gonna have to be some forensic accounting.
Yeah, they're gonna dig.
It's gonna be a lot more than what it is.
They're gonna listen to me. She's gonna have to pay a lot of legal fees.
Listen to me. That's why they're gonna settle out of court. It's going
to
be somebody bigger than...
He doesn't want to sell out of court. You don't understand how mad he is.
Hear me out. It's going to be somebody bigger than big. Because, like you say, you're talking about federal... That means people books got to go get looked into. And at some point in time, them books going to go to somebody that's going to say, hey, listen, man, I got more money, more than enough money to say, y'all niggas stop looking right here. I'm going to go to whoever we need to talk to. If it's a motherfucking Jason Lee... I give him his asking price to shut his ass the fuck up, and it'd be that undisclosed.
Sounds like a possibility, but
he doesn't
has...
have an asking price.
And exactly
he's
when
not
I go,
doing this for look, money.
When
the
I go,
he's already backed by.
It ain't a
weather.
Yeah. He's
the money
he's
machine.
Good.
He's fine.
Yeah. He's
money
fine.
Is not. He doesn't want. A
he wants blood.
It's a
blood.
Matter of principle.
Blood.
Right now.
Then it's gonna be, hey, Floyd. Listen, your boy tripping now. Keep him quiet, please. Well, I need minds.
Your business.
It's going to work out for whoever it needs to work out for, bro. I'm telling
you. Your business, you have employees.
But not at the expense. At the expense of her, they will. They'll let her drown.
They'll probably let her drown to not get anything else out.
That's what I'm saying.
You have a business. Where you have a business. You feed your family with this business. You have employees that feed their families with their business. Imagine somebody comes in and shuts you down because you didn't. Something you did something and they had the ability to get the city to shut you down for a few months. You're making 5-6 figures a month. It's cut off, point blank. You don't want blood.
No,
you don't want blood.
Sure.
Not right away. But yeah. He played chess with her.
Yeah,
that was a chess move. Yeah.
It was big time. But what I'm saying is, at the end of the day,
saying the money,
Jason,
grab.
Where Jason Lee is on the social hierarchy, on the financial hierarchy. Where this could lead to, it's gonna get shut down before it really reveals who's behind who.
But Chris, all this is an example of the Bigfoot stepping on you. She's gonna get stepped on because she's not at that. She's not at that
if
level.
If she gets fined,
she's a pawn in the game.
She's a pawn.
If
she's a pawn,
yes,
bro.
But at the end of the day, she's the level of pawn that if she gets found guilty of something, the paperwork don't stop right there.
So you think that
she's a channel? She works for people, so all of her bread comes from other sources.
I think you're overestimating her.
You don't think these
her value
major,
in this
big
whole thing,
time,
big
like,
scheme of things.
Fat cats, whoever is behind her, isn't gonna cut ties with her like she's a fucking cancer. You
okay,
gotta go.
Especially if they have NDAs, she can't divulge anything.
If she has
what
the,
I'm saying is, if I'm trying to figure out where you got the $100,000 to pay this kid, right? And let's say it came from somebody who didn't want to be found out. How am I going to cut ties with you? The $20,000 still got to be explained.
If she had the backing that you think she has, she would not did what she did with Jesse Wu, have to come up with this whole scheme to get her served. The bitch would have got served. If she had, that's what I'm saying. Like, I think you're overestimating where she lies in this whole hierarchy.
Also,
you think this bitch is Olivia Pope for real?
She's
also,
not. I'm not saying
yeah,
she
ever
is.
Ever heard of somebody
but,
she's a pawn.
Doing a plea deal with the feds? Like,
there's no
settling out of court. With
there, that doesn't exist.
They don't want, you to settle out of court.
They want heads. They want heads.
The federal government doesn't settle out of court.
Right. Which is like I'm saying. Michael Jackson was watched by the federal government for 10 years. Nothing came out of it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
if he did something, they wanted blood. They got nothing. Anyways, but like I'm saying, like, yeah, she's nothing. She's a pawn in the game, bro.
We shall see, bro. Like I said, I think this shit's getting shut down immediately. Watch.
Speaking
Jason
of blood.
Lee is going to go on to be a happy, rich man. I'm going to tell you that.
Can we have fun?
You say, can we have fun?
Yeah, right now.
Go ahead.
I don't know. What's next topic?
Oh, okay.
We're talking heavy. This is NW podcast. I don't know. Yeah,
yeah. Let's go like fucking Jeezy got that Asian woman pregnant.
Didn't she
you know
say
what Hassan
say
about mixed babies, bro. This don't matter to us.
She got divorced because she didn't want to have kids.
Yeah.
You know what you're going to say?
That's what I was going to say.
She divorced that white man because she didn't want kids.
With she didn't him. Want white kids.
With him is the silence. Is the silent part.
That's crazy.
She wanted okay. Half black kids.
She wanted a little snowman.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
This to tell you, ladies, you can't change their minds. If they don't want to do something, it's with you.
She wanted a little hashi-tashi snowman.
You said hashi-tashi snowman? What the fuck is that? It's you know what be weird about watching these niggas get remarried? Like niggas like Jeezy and Gucci, they have their first kid and get excited like they didn't have kids before.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like what about me?
Like nigga, you got 32 kids, bro. What are you talking about?
Why are you so excited?
What is this gender reveal you doing?
18-19-year-old first kid gotta be hot. Like, nigga, you were never there in my life. Like, I lived
like, Nikki's husband has, like, 6 other kids or something like that. So,
and this nigga out here doing gender reveal? Get the fuck out of here, man.
Father of the year, bro. Crazy. How the fuck did he get Nikki's, what everybody's asking?
Like yeah, that's my question.
But
what
you know, she ain't wired to
what did he
she's
do?
Not wired to herself, so. But yeah.
Yeah, because, progressive honestly, team. When she dated Meek, I was so confused by that.
She regrets that, like, wholeheartedly.
Not right now.
But then, before
he's
me,
a goof to her.
She was doing
right
Safari.
Now,
he's also a goof to her.
She did Nas for a Breeze.
he's not a goof to her. She should have stayed there.
Nas didn't really.
She
confirm
had no
it,
chance.
Yeah.
She didn't have a shot in hell.
She had a shot. She was with him.
Yeah, she didn't have a shot in hell.
But she was with him.
The shot was shot and it was made.
Yeah, she had the shot. She sucked the shot.
Speaking of shot.
And next play.
Slammed up the shot.
Speaking of shot, fucking rapper Wiz the Wizard is shot and killed in Hollywood.
Wow, what a transition.
Was it officially said that he was shot and killed this time? Because there's a lot of different reports about his death, bro.
Yeah, first they were saying he got chopped up.
Like intense reports. I might go
see. They found like his body parts chopped up in Hollywood. Really? They're saying.
I mean, nobody gets chopped first.
And I'm from the mean streets of Hollandale. That's what the word on the street is. That's where I'm from.
You don't get chopped first. I'm
from the dirty
mean
Dale.
Streets of Hollandale.
The dirty Dale.
The dirty Dale.
They're from the hot Holly.
No one calls it.
I've been laughing. Been from the Dale too, man.
Because no one calls it that. That's why he's laughing.
That's why I'm laughing.
The dirty Dale. That's
this
hilarious.
This is the first time those he's ever heard this mean, in his bro. Entire life, and he grew up there.
Yeah,
those streets were not.
What
mean,
the
bro.
Fuck did he do? Was it about the shred?
It had to have been. It had to have been something with that.
Shred?
Fucking around with the wrong niggas. You know how that goes.
I don't want to offend anybody.
I don't
know if it was that one. It was Haitian.
That's too close to home. I don't want to offend anybody.
It literally is really close. Yeah. Hey, the song was great, though.
Man, I'm sorry to hear it. Rest in peace.
Until the whites got their hands on it.
That's why it's going viral, though.
Yeah.
Now, Ashanti talking about sweat.
They take Miami lingo and it just goes crazy.
Haitian lingo.
Haitian lingo. Yeah.
Yeah. Miami that's deeper than Miami
it's
lingo.
Fucking weirdo.
Yeah. Miami lingo, Haitian lingo, all the same. All Miami niggas sound like Haitian niggas.
At this point.
Because that's the.
She's going crazy.
Who's not saying Dom now? Everybody's saying Dom. Everybody's saying Kid. Niggas talking like North Miami niggas from 20 years ago.
That's true.
I try my best not to hang around. I don't want to be. I don't want to revert back to that shit. It hurts. Hearing myself say Kid hurt.
Honestly, plus when you said, speaking of getting shot, I thought you was going to shout out Jude Cocky Glock.
You know what?
Oh.
You know what, Ben? Oh. Keep cooking, man. Pull up this phone number while you cook.
Ladies and gents, make sure you get your gun education, your gun license, everything that you need to know about how to operate a gun and how to get officially licensed and educated in all your gun services and needs. Hit up Jude at Cocky Glock on Instagram. It's Cock Your Glock on IG. He's fast. He's very knowledgeable, very personable. And go and hit him up.
He can be reached at 786-315-3546. 786-315-3546. Hit him up and go shoot these niggas. Don't lack.
Ricky, did you finish that class or did you drop out? The gun class. Did you finish it?
No, I didn't. Actually, I have a bad history of finishing classes. Wow, I didn't think where you're going there. But
I'm just talking about the gun class. I'm just talking about the gun class.
No. I didn't finish. I gotta go get the second part of it. I don't know what it's called. You get your actual certification.
But don't get it twisted. We'll still shoot you, niggas. Yeah, don't run it. It's not a game.
Yes. But no, I didn't finish. I gotta go finish.
Okay. I see.
Oh, Whiskey and Melinda, you guys are good. You guys are.
What's our clock right now?
And if you're already educated with guns, still go see Jude because you can always get better.
Let me see. Okay, let me just squeeze in one story that I really care about. The Fugees are back.
Late but back.
Late but back.
She was 3 hours late.
We buying tickets to the concert or not?
I don't know what Lauren's deal is, bro.
Let's do it. I want to go see them.
Man, I'm not paying for Lauren to disrespect me. I'm straight.
But she's at the shows.
Well, that's in New Jersey where she lives. You know what I'm saying? Who's to say she's going to show up in Miami?
Miami, right?
She show up at home 3 hours late? She going to show up here a year late, nigga.
You've been booked this shit. You knew you was coming here.
Come on, fam. But that's something it's on my bucket list. I got to see Lauren perform live, bro.
Fugees, period.
The Fugees.
I've seen Lauren perform. She performed for free at the U.
At the U?
My sophomore or junior year.
That education paid for itself.
I've seen Wyclef.
I've never seen Clef either.
I love Clef.
I don't give a fuck about Bras, but
regardless of what Clef has done to whomever.
I love Clef.
Like, Clef had an album in the 90s with 4 different languages about Haiti that sold units. Like,
yeah.
Grammy Award winning.
Like Grammy, like who else? You know what I'm saying? In the 90s.
But he put on for Haiti. But yeah.
But the Clef, I want to see the
don't say
whole,
shit else about charities no more.
Yeah, exactly.
Whenever charities have Clef, be quiet.
He
better.
Not going to Ja Rule me again.
He bet Jordan Lee when that shit come on. He better.
It was like, Clef, then Ja Rule. That's it.
Guys, we talk. Hey, I skip hating this whole show because it's sad, but.
Let's talk about it.
Yeah, man.
We have to.
We've been seeing the images from Del Rio. We have a lot of Haitians that have made the trek through South America to make it through Mexico, to make it into the States. Misinformation, these fucking WhatsApp warriors are telling them that there's fucking milk and honey in America. And there's nothing but racism and fucking, and get your ass back home.
And poverty.
That's all that's here.
Hella apparently get your ass back at this home.
Point, it's heavy on to get your ass back home.
Apparently whips now, too.
Now.
Yeah,
apparently.
All right.
Again.
Are we going with those images are legit, though? Yeah.
I can only go by what I see, bro. That's what the images are.
Because they're not. They're people saying that the images aren't real.
That's what I mean,
but also, like, the Haitian community is saying that it's motherfuckers out there for it.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, like, if it's not real, what is it? What does it do? Like, what is the purpose of that?
Haitians are out there
it
for
it. It incites,
real.
I mean... Just the idea of people
because that's
being
not a far fetched thing for me to believe. That
it's
when
not
Haitians are out there getting treated. To me,
it's not
for the
a 35
far-fetched. Years I've been
do
alive.
Do you remember how they dealt with people from Louisiana, nigga?
That's what I'm saying.
The people of Louisiana, they were called refugees as well.
So I can't be mad at people for saying that. If you're telling me that those pictures are fake, that that's either a distraction or that's simply not true because of how we see Haitians get treated when they come here.
I will say this. If they are fake, you definitely could have fooled me because the guy that they may have superimposed that whip onto, mm-hmm. like he was recorded saying, "Oh, you use your women, that's why your country's shit."
No, come on, that's
hold
not
on,
fake.
What
to me, pal.
He said? What
he said? What
he said? Because I guess they were using everybody had to like travel back and forth to like get food. I guess they were going back to Mexico to get food and come back over, and some of the women were doing it as well. But when they were trying to come back over into Del Rio at the border, the guy on the horse, the border patrol agent, he was saying, "Oh, you use your women.
Ben,
that's why your country's shit."
Ben, was that a white man?
It was a white man.
I want women all over the world to understand where sexism comes from, okay? That's my TED Talk. Peace.
Plus, it's so over, Chris.
No, you know what? I'm going to let him cook. I'm leaving him alone. But I've been sick of this shit. I've been sick of this shit 30 minutes ago.
Did you guys hear the background to why they've been like trekking from
South America? No, I'm trying to figure that out. Why?
Apparently it's because since not the first earthquake, but the major one is 2011. I'm not sure of the date of the year. A lot of them went over to like Chile and mm-hmm. a lot of other places, but now, and they gave them asylum. Like they granted them the visas to stay as people granted, like getting asylum, mm-hmm. whatever. I don't know how you say it. But now those places are getting worse after pandemic. Those places, specific places, are getting worse. So they revoked their asylum statuses. Whatever the status called. I think I'm saying it wrong, but whatever it is.
No, I think that's
okay,
right.
So they revoked those statuses from them. So now they were trying to leave because the country's getting worse. The actual residents of those countries are not even living good. So I guess in different parts. So now that they got those things revoked, they were trying to come into America, and because they weren't going to go back to Haiti because they hadn't been there for so long, so they try to come to America, and then this is what's.
Oh,
been
so
happening.
these are not Haitian people.
They're not
from
Haitians.
Haiti.
They're not Haitians from Haiti.
No,
they're Haitian people. They're from Haitians, like other areas in the world.
Had it been from Haiti, they would have been coming by water.
It makes sense because I remember every person that they interviewed in every report. Spanish.
So they trailed from Mexico to like through the whatever the path and tried to cross from Mexico to Texas.
Yeah.
So Del Rio shares a border. It's the most southern part of Texas. Shares a border with Mexico. So that's why they were coming through there. Because had they been coming from Haiti, they would have been by water.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm so excited. All right,
shit
guys.
Is sad, man.
This shit is trash as fuck. I saw a meme that said you wouldn't have to offer asylum if you stop fucking destabilizing other people's countries.
It's 100% fact. Because
fuck with
I want, like, pay attention to how Haiti was chilling when they had their president. Like, all of what people would consider conflict was happening within Haiti. And it wasn't affecting America or any of these other places that y'all claim to not want to have Haitian people, bro. So if y'all would stop fucking going in and assassinating the people trying to help the citizens and like just progress certain shit, bro. Like that shit is crazy because it happens so often that nowhere can really progress in any sort of realistic like fashion, bro. It's sad. Mm-hmm. It's really sad, bro. America needs to chill.
We have now reached the Ask a Real Nigga section of our program.
What is that?
Our program.
What happened?
You getting loose?
Oh. Headphones.
My bad. See, you're freaking out. I'm
trying to... Yeah, you gotta
pack it up. Pack. Who is texting me this aggressively? Take it the fuck easy.
Take a leasy.
Right.
Take one leasy.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Get
it. Nah, nigga. Take one easy.
They played you guys a song in the verses.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the correct segment, but I'm just saying you guys were famous. They played your song in the verses.
Which song?
Keisha Cole played your song in the verses.
Oh, yes, 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 yes. Sent from Heaven, yes. It's been a while since we...
Sent from Heaven.
It's been a while since,
oh, yeah, that did,
since we did that number.
That was a sent from Heaven.
Not the remix.
You can spend your whole life wondering.
Guys,
send from
I don't think I need to remind you guys that y'all don't get a chance to do this every week anymore. So I need no bullshit on this song here. You understand me?
Is the song starting or can I say something?
Nah, say something right now.
Please shop cocktailcosmetics.com.
For sure.
Shop Cocktail Cosmetics.
Yeah.
That should be your hashtag. Shop.
No, that's not. Not
that is not the hashtag.
Cosmetics with an X.
Do make not some hashtag. Shop Cock
shirts.
No, do not. Cock.
We're going to do some NWO and Shop Cock.
That'll
be the coupon
cat
code.
Cat collabs.
That'll be the coupon code.
Yeah, Shop Cock.
Shop Cock.
That's as good as you selling perfumes.
Oh, God. Back to selling perfumes again,
after
huh,
my
Ricky?
My dad broke them. I had no more on the sell. Fucking Haitian. Why couldn't he be on the border?
Like I said, man.
What?
I need you motherfuckers to be serious.
About what?
About the fucking song, bro.
You ain't serious about shit, nigga.
That's y'all problem, bro. Y'all see
Shopcock.
I'll never give y'all niggas anything to drink in here again.
Shopcock.
Stop saying that.
That's the name of the episode. Shopcock. Get your reason.
No, please don't make that.
But you better ask a real nigga. Ride with your boy, ride with your boy, ride. Nigga. Slide with your boy, slide with your boy, slide. Nigga. Ask a real nigga.
Nigga.
You want a real nigga? Ask a real nigga. A black as fuck boy. Nigga. Like a gun trigger. Nigga. 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 Follow me on Twitter. Nigga. 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 Bitch, you big, I'm bigger. Nigga. 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 No, I'm quick to hit her, nigga, 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 nigga. And I'm about to hit her, nigga, spliffer, nigga, with my nigga, nigga, nigga Chrissa.
I don't want to pass you a joint because you ain't sing my song.
What song?
He thought we were doing Damn Diaries.
Oh, because he was a part of the pre-show meeting?
No, he wasn't at all. No,
okay,
no,
all right.
No. That's why we kept talking about a song where I wanted to ignore him because there was no song. He said it.
Because we had the meeting.
Yeah, we definitely had the meeting. We spoke about it. It's all sitting right there.
Yeah.
No, you had the meeting. He's okay. The only one that was in attendance.
Marvelous. Remarkable. This first shit. Ask a Real Nigga question comes from our resident terrorist, Pretty Redbone 24. I have an Ask a Real Nigga question. Oh, fuck. Y'all ever did a pump test? Like, go in and see how good the pussy is?
What? Like, ain't that what you do every time?
Like, why would you even do a test? You might as well just stay.
Stay.
So wait, if you go in and it's not good, what do you do?
Fuck it, I'm out of here. I can't work with this kind of pussy.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You didn't pass the preliminary.
It's not snug enough.
And how far in is in enough that you can decide.
Once you go inside pussy, you're fucking it. There's no test. The pussy's getting fucked. What test?
You can't go like, you can't halfway fuck it.
I don't know if you guys noticed or not, but I'm not good at school. I didn't come here for tests. The fuck are we talking about? There's no test, lady. Next.
No, wait. God. Whiskey, you don't want to answer the question?
Nope.
Shopcock.
Stop. Nobody's ever pre-tested you?
She wouldn't know.
You wouldn't.
You wouldn't know.
She had DM diaries, not asking real niggas.
Oh.
Next episode.
That's
all
right. Yeah.
Okay. You see.
Oh, okay. So once again.
So we got them on.
I'm fucking right.
No, but I have never executed a pump test.
It's interesting.
Pump test.
You seem to fuck a lot of pussy, bro. You've never done a pump test.
That's crazy.
What's the point of a pump test?
What's the point of a pump test?
If it's there for the taking, you're taking.
I'm not saying you're gonna leave or not leave, but when you've like in your day when you was getting pussy at one time, like one time you was getting so much, you was getting more pussy than one man can handle at one point in time. Bro.
What the? Me?
you drove the point home, man. Damn. It's safe to say he believes that you acquired a lot of vagina.
Bro, I am a girl dad. Okay, I don't know who this nigga think you're talking about. It's not me you're talking about, bro. Okay. All right, I'm a Christian and a girl dad. You can't be talking about me, brother. Okay? That don't sound like me you're talking about there, brother.
Jesus.
Bro. Are you sure?
Wild accusations, my friend.
You know what, Stay at Home Plus?
That is the title.
Sap. Sap.
Oh, shit.
That's Stay at Home Plus, baby.
Woo!
That's fucking good. That's good right there. I mean, the only thing that would make a test happen is a foul odor.
Mm-hmm.
And most women have enough respect for themselves when they know they're about to fuck.
I'm sorry, but the experience that I had with the foul odor, I didn't need to do a test. It was before I even entered those waters.
Hey!
And I got the fuck out of town.
They lift up that skirt and
woo-wee! My goodness!
The whole room on fire.
Damn, baby! Wow. Your diet is trash.
The building is burning down. Wow.
Fuck! All right, just lay low on the sodas, baby.
I'm going to ask a question. If it's too much, just skip it. Right? As a woman, how many hours until you guys just hit fish? Like, what is that? What is the amount of hours? What is that?
I do not know. I can't answer that.
Because you don't hit fish. I'm
not going to lie. There are some times a little sweaty vagina
wait a
drink,
minute.
Man.
Wait a minute.
I'm sorry, man.
Hold the phone, guys.
Sweaty.
I got a real statement here, okay? Hit Fish is the title for the episode.
Remember, we got whiskey chicken. Oh, we can't do shit.
It's got to be Hit Fish. Bro, come on. When have you ever heard anything like that put together?
You didn't get the email from Whiskey that I got. Please remove that shit. Take that shit. Fuck that.
Oh, God.
Oh, shit.
I need to know.
Hit Fish is so funny,
it's like an eight-hour shift.
No.
Do girls not like to bathe? I'm confused. Like,
In our younger days, we all encountered a woman that didn't smell the freshest.
Like you got a fish light that come on.
But when we were 19, we were hitting bitches that were eating hot sausages. If you eat a hot sausage, you don't give a damn about your
hot sausages and pickled eggs crushed up in a bag with Doritos.
That's another thing.
That was their diet.
That's one thing nursing school taught me. So much goes into how their vaginas work.
That's
and
what
how...
you picked up from that?
Yeah, man, the vagina talk was real. I was like, damn, soda? Shit, like too much of something could fuck this whole shit up.
Somebody,
anything could knock this shit up. Like the fuck this.
Not
shit
just they shit, nigga.
Our shit too.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize the role that we play in fucking, you know, giving them shit. Not even STDs. Like too much hairs can fucking fuck them up.
So it's not always their fault.
It's not always their fault.
Even though they're the ones letting these niggas fuck.
Yeah, wash your balls, nigga.
For real.
Clean your boobs, nigga. Okay. And on that thought, Benford, any final thoughts for the evening?
Wow. We took quite a turn at the end. Right there. I don't even know. I'm at like a loss for words right now. And it's all thanks to you buffoons. I haven't used that word
since the trans call is
since that? Yeah, since that whole issue of,
I don't think it's okay for you to do that.
What the fuck do we call them?
You don't.
So thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Niggas with Opinions podcast. Make sure to tell a friend about the show. Tell a friend about the Patreon. We got new forms of content coming, and get ready to see Whiskey modeling our merch. It's coming. The photo shoot's coming.
Richard, final thoughts.
Aubrey.
Lord,
I just want to make it very, very clear. I have no qualms with you. I just want you to know that you'll never be Michael Jackson. You're just a certified little bitch. That's all you are.
I don't think they're his claims.
That's
but...
it. Okay. Next.
Whiskleen, any final thoughts for the people?
The fact that y'all thought that y'all was just going to come back with just doing a Patreon solely is out of this fucking world. So,
But no.
The fact that, like, yeah, y'all lost your fucking minds. But also, please shop Cocktail Cosmetics at CockTail Cosmetics, CosMetix.com, and buy some lipsticks and stuff like that.
Here we are doing, we're doing the episode. Look at it.
And we're still catching strays.
We're doing it.
Whiskey, send us the information and the pics and stuff so we can promote.
Awesome. I will do that.
Please.
For sure.
Christopher.
Thank you for having me on. I'm so happy.
Oh, man,
always.
Listen.
Always.
Thank you for coming.
I mean,
our concept.
Especially considering the stipulations of this recording compared to the usual stipulation. Yes. I understand what it took for you to actually get out of bed.
We have a whiskey recording until like 2 in the morning.
Come alive on a day off. Like, I really appreciate you being
Thank
here, bro.
You.
Thank you, Whiskey.
Chris's casa is your casa. Always, man.
Okay? You already know. You know
for
that
sure,
already.
For sure. 2020. No, 60-60.
Already.
Miramar Parkway.
There you go.
Final thoughts. I want to say shout out to my dog, Shaq, man. He just had a daughter. You know what I'm saying? So he's a new father.
Shaquille O'Neal again?
No, man. My other dog, Shaq.
Oh. Your other?
Is his name Shaquille?
Nah. It's just Shaq.
Oh, okay. Cause he big?
Nah. He ain't that big.
That's his birth name, Shaq?
Nah, I just call
him. Oh, Shaq.
Shaq.
That
nigga.
We born with?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. Oh, Shaq. He just had a daughter, yeah.
Like a house Shaq? Like a radio Shaq?
Maybe.
No, it's like Shaq.
Shaq with a Q.
Well, nah, it's with a K.
Okay, okay, so he Radio Shaq.
No, it's not Radio.
He loved
Shaq.
The radio, by the way.
Yeah, nah, he's that boy got some music on him all the time, man. I fuck with that.
Man, shout out to Shaq, man. Yeah.
Real nigga, bro.
Yeah,
he just said, so welcome to the club, my boy.
Do you have anything to say, plus? You're any
good.
Final words?
You're good. I was gonna let that go. Ladies, I'm curious now in knowing how many hours until the fish. So send me your number, send me a DM with the amount of hours until you hit fish.
Hashtag hours to the fish.
Let me know if a workout at the gym accelerates the fish. And let me know if cold weather decelerates the fish.
Real quick question. Have any of you guys ever gone fishing?
Is that a metaphor or?
Yes, like she's fishing and you've gone, you've entered the waters.
Kid.
I've gone fishing.
Hilarious.
I've tasted tart pussy before.
Oh,
nasty niggas.
I'm saying, like, I've endeavored in those waters with me cock.
Yeah, yeah.
However,
not with Maya, of course.
However, it.
I got an excuse every time.
Most of the time, though, it's just bro.
It was. It's not until you were. Until I was in it, you were just like, oh shit.
We just got home, and I'm not finna wait the extra 30 minutes. That's all that is. And if that makes me an animal, so be it.
No, I mean, we were animals way before this, way before
that. A situation kind of like that happened to me once.
That's what I'm saying.
But if it's that, like, yo, you pull the skirt up and that shit, like, the room catch fire, I am out of there, fam. I have an excuse. Believe me when I tell you, fucking excuse.
Catch fire. Nah, she got bigger problems than, bro. If she's catching fire... She got bigger problems. She's more than fishing.
Don't see a doctor.
She's more than fishing.
Listen,
bro. She got a venereal disease.
If just lifting your skirt fucking fills the room with the aroma of your vagina, hello.
I told that story here before.
I never understand when women say the room smell like sex. It don't smell like sex.
It do a little bit sometimes. Nah, it be smelling like sex.
Bro, what do balls smell like?
Nuts, nigga. You know what your balls smell like when they sweat.
And the episode.
You done sweated and sat down over your balls and like that shit crazy. Then went up in
and
your face.
Well, Well, thanks for listening to this episode of Gone Fishing. We appreciate you. Thanks for listening. Peace.
That's the title of the episode, Gone Fishing. That's the title of Richard Gone Fishing.
That is, though.
Like, song of the week, Miss It, remix by Young Blue. Goodbye, everyone.
You had a song of the week ready? I was about to ask, what we gonna make song of the week?
All right, guys.
For the last time. I'm sitting here reminiscing now, I would kiss it, baby. Yeah. I gave you top of the line, I know you miss it, baby. I got a line on my mind, why don't you miss it, baby? If you can turn back the time, you wouldn't listen, baby. You wouldn't listen to the words, I swear. Your shit wouldn't be out on the curve, I swear. I swear to God, you had some nerve, I swear. But that's for listening to the birds out there. I put up with your bullshit for the last time. Who would've thought that when we fuck it was the last time?
Supposed to never change, yeah. Even had to tap my name, yeah. Said I was your rock like the Wayne, yeah. Make a rap nigga sing, yeah. Who'da thought it'd be the last time? I turn you around, baby, hit you from the backside. Ooh. You need to tell your friends, get they facts right. Red eye, I could put you on that last flight. Ooh. Should've stopped listening to stories. I know that you missing all the Christian Dior. How you gon' switch up to the Uber from the phone? Couldn't turn back time if you hopped in the DeLorean. That's what.
Hey. I'm sitting here reminiscing how I would kiss it, baby. I gave you top of the line, I know you miss it, baby. I got a line on my mind, why don't you visit, baby? If you can turn back the time, you wouldn't listen, baby. You wouldn't listen to the words, I swear. Your shit wouldn't be out on the curve, I swear. I swear to God, you had some nerve, I swear. But that's for listening to the birds out there. I put up with your bullshit for the last time. Who would've thought that when we fuck it was the last time? Said don't believe no one. Said love me like no other, you don't need no one. All them bitches said don't believe no one. I know your game, I know your game. I know your game, I know your game. It ain't the same, it ain't the same. Baby, say my name, baby, say my name. I wanna take you way out to the island, baby. I wanna lick you down and have you smile. I got you top of the line, I know you miss it, baby. I got a line on my mind, why don't you miss it, baby? If you can turn back the time, you wouldn't listen, baby. You wouldn't listen to the words, I swear. Your shit wouldn't be out on the curve, I swear. I swear to God, you had some nerve, I swear. But that's for listening to the birds out there. I put up with your bullshit for the last time.